We go next to South America, where 8 countries have recognized Palestine as an independent state in the past couple of months. One of the first was Argentina. It is home to Latin America's largest Jewish community, and its government says the United States is not the only Middle East power broker. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports.
Argentina's Jewish community is politically active, but this country is also home to Muslims, many of them descendants of Syrian and Lebanese immigrants. At the Al-Hahmad Mosque, dozens of men arrive for afternoon prayers. There was celebration here after President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner recognized an independent Palestine. Finishing his prayers, Omar Candioti said the decision was the right one.
Ah, excelente. Son hermanos. Están en el mismo planeta. Tenemos que ser todos unidos.
Excellent, Candioti says. They are our brothers. They've suffered, and we must be united. Across the city, at the Emmanuel Synagogue, the government's decision was seen quite differently. Emmanuel is a progressive temple with a well-known chorus, a daycare center, community outreach programs. Its founders were German Jews who escaped Nazi terror. The young rabbi, Alejandro Avruch, who was educated in New York, officiated a recent memorial service. He wants a peaceful resolution in the Mideast and says that can only happen with an independent Palestine. But he says Argentina's recognition was rash, coming with Middle East peace talks frozen and Israel unable to ensure its security.
I think it's necessary to happen a lot of things before this kind of recognition and before the proclaiming of a Palestinian state.
Brazil, Argentina, and 6 other South American countries have recognized a Palestinian state. Walid Mouakkat, the Palestinian ambassador in Argentina, says the goal is a UN vote in September.
Fue exitosa porque fue transparente, clara y transparente, transmitiendo la situación en los territorios palestinos.
The lobbying was a success, Mouakkat says, because we focused on recounting the situation in the occupied territories. Mouakkat says Palestinian diplomats were in regular contact with South American governments, giving their side of the story about violence in Gaza and the West Bank. The Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, also toured the region. Mouakkat says the region reached the conclusion that Israel was obstructing talks. Israel's ambassador here, Daniel Gazit, says it's the Palestinians who've moved away from peace talks.
They are wasting their time instead of getting down to a real agreement which we're really offering them now. A Palestinian state is in our interest as well, and we've offered it to them many, many times. Repeatedly.
Argentina's foreign minister, Héctor Timerman, says Argentina decided to give its support because talks had broken down.
We think that the Palestine asked us to recognize them as an independent state, and we think they deserve the right to have an independent and free state.
The recognition comes as Argentina and much of the continent is seeking closer economic ties to the Arab world. Arab investors are interested in South America, and countries like Argentina want to export more to the Mideast. Here in Argentina's teeming Jewish quarter, no one opposes trade with the Arab world. But ask about recognition of Palestine, and you get strong opinions. Like those of Abraham Hafif, who operates a kosher butcher shop with his son. He likes the Argentine government, but he wonders what the president was thinking when she recognized a Palestinian state. I'd like to live in the presidential palace, he says with sarcasm, but they won't let me. So let the Palestinians find a home, just not in my home, he says. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.